This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Our series, Consumed, is taking a look at the consumer economy as it stands today, exploring why we buy what we do and where that gets us. 100 years ago, a new comic strip debuted in American newspapers. It became hugely popular. The title was Keeping Up with the Joneses. But today, it's more than just getting a bigger lawnmower. It's that what you and I consume is often dictated by what everybody around us is spending. We start first in our series with spending on our kids, what one nifty paper called the rugrat race. We all want them to get into college, so we spend on camps and private school trophies and experiences to get them in. Marketplace's Scott Tong headed out to the suburbs to learn more about this consumer arms race.
Charles County, Maryland is a fast-growing, diverse suburb of D.C. Lots of new homes are going up there, about $350,000 each. The Jackson family lives in one of them. I spent a few days keeping up with them, or I tried, because at 2 in the afternoon, the madness starts. 18-year-old Jada flies in and out first.
I'm going to call Coach Brand in the car.
A track and student government star, she's off to her personal trainer.
Mom?
Yeah.
Hey, Mom.
Next in, basketball stud Cameron, age 12, shoe size 11.
Hey, Mom.
What are you doing?
And then sixth grader Connor checks in by iPhone video from his bedroom. The boys sprint through clarinet practice, homework, tacos for dinner.
Come on, get your stuff, let's go!
Then mom Nikki gets him out the door. Try to keep up here. Cameron has a basketball game. It's his county team, not his select travel team. And he plays baseball and, separately, all-star baseball, plus football workouts on Sundays.
Take over. Do what you gotta do. What did I tell you? Take over.
Hands up, Brett. Come on.
Connor plays three sports, too, plus all-county orchestra. Tired yet? Or hear yourself in this? Welcome to the new parenting arms race. Like the Cold War arms race, each side or each family invests in an arsenal. Except it's not ICBMs. It's trophies, accolades, newspaper clippings. It's the currency of college and job resumes. Once only the wealthy ran this race. Now families like the Jacksons have their own lane too. So what's the cost? There are several ways to look at this. First of all, sleep.
My alarm is set for 4:15. Get up, shower up.
That's Dad Lewis Jackson behind the wheel. He's a facilities supervisor, and he works early so he can get home and ferry around his overscheduled kids. Jackson never went to college.
Coming up, I wanted to be a chef, but I had to come out of high school and help pay bills for my mother.
Jackson climbed the middle class ladder himself, graduated to a life in Charles County, and he wants his kids to stay there. Growing up, he was mugged, carjacked, shot at.
No food in the house. Waking up in the middle of the night, no electricity. I will never go back to any of that. I'm going to make sure that they have every opportunity that I did.
Opportunities cost money. Camps, tutors, living in a good school district. Take the Jacksons and baseball. This is the next evening.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
The price tag per season here is easily $1,000 per kid. All three children see the personal trainer at $20 a pop. 5 iPhones run $300 a month. And there's the travel team costs.
From July until mid-August, we will probably have stayed in 4 or 5 hotels and traveled over 2,000 miles.
And then there's Connor's baseball bat. $179. Are you kidding me? His dad said that too, till he saw it turn on a fastball.
It's a big difference from a $40, $50 bat. It's a big difference, man. And that's where you say you got to pay to play.
Pay to play is the theme of this arms race, from the baseball bat to the clarinet. Sound nuts? Well, it may actually be an economically rational choice. Paul Tough, the author of How Children Succeed, explains.
There's evidence that the more selective college you go to, the more likely you are to earn a lot of money when you get out of that college. And getting into a selective college means doing well on tests and on grades and on extracurricular activities, and a lot of those do come with a price tag.
But here's his concern. These learning opportunities, private school tutors, buying into a good school district, travel sports, they're only available to the better off.
there is this bigger social question of what it means when something like education becomes a consumer good rather than a public good.
And there's this issue. If every family spends to boost their kids' future, every single kid gets a boost. No one moves up in the order. They've just spent more.
We can't be like the rich if you're not rich.
That's Michelle Singletary. She writes the Color of Money personal finance column for the Washington Post, and she's raising her own family in the county next door to the Jacksons. But now she is talking to me as I make the case for spending $1,500 on travel soccer for my second grader. It gets her going.
So if you don't have any credit card debt and you don't have any other consumer debt and you're saving at a comfortable rate for your retirement, both of you, and you're saving at a comfortable rate for your children's college education, all of them, if you can't answer yes to all of those questions, you cannot afford that $1,500 check.
Ooh, silence.
And she says, think through where the arms race goes and the people it's produced, say on Wall Street. Get ready for a provocative argument.
Those people pushing those mortgages to people who couldn't afford it, they weren't thinking about the people who were signing on the other side of that table. How could you in good conscience have people sign those kind of mortgages? Who raised that kind of person? It's the people who are pushing and pushing their kids and pushing their kids to succeed. That's who raised that kind of person.
Get a good look before you shoot, always.
So I put all this to the Jacksons. Is it worth it? As they see it, it's already paid off. Their daughter Jada got a full academic ride to a nearby college based on her grades and her student government and track and field record.
Academics, it's okay, but athletic-wise, if you have that wow factor, you will reap all the benefits that even a 4.1 or 4.2 student would not be able to get.
The hope, the gamble, is that the younger kids get scholarships too. If not, there will be tough choices.
If I have to get another job, work two jobs to make sure that they're able to go to college and be afforded that opportunity, I will do that. And one thing I will tell you, this is sort of personal, I don't mind applying for loans.
As for other trade-offs, their insane schedule has cost her and her husband some relationships with old friends.
They've fallen off. I'm not saying that they're no longer friends, but I guess it's been a bad taste in their mouth about how we are so, they seem to think that we are fanatics about it, but it's just that we put our children first.
We're paying this now, you know, baseball bats, football equipment, fees, gas, is so that they can have an opportunity to be noticed and recognized by these schools out here to get them what they want and where they want to be in life.
And that's Lewis Jackson's answer to whether we can afford a consumer arms race. For his family, he says they can't afford not to. In Charles County, Maryland, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.